Hi, welcome to Redeem the Commute. I'm Ryan, your host for the Daily Challenges, and today's Tuesday, the day we study the Bible together as a community. This week we're studying how God is unfailing. Even when we fail, even when we doubt, even when we're afraid and we chicken out, God is unfailing. We're going to learn about that through a story in the Bible where the Israelites, the nation of Israel, being led by Moses through the desert towards their promised land, were finally close enough they could actually taste it. They were close enough they could actually send spies to go and see the land, see who occupied it, what they were like, and how Israel would be able to enter that land and take it as their own. Here's what happened.
Moses sent them to spy out the land of Canaan and said to them, "Go up into the Negev and go up into the hill country and see what the land is and whether the people who dwell in it are strong or weak, whether they are few or many, and whether the land they dwell in is good or bad, and whether the cities they dwell in are camps or strongholds, and whether the land is rich or poor, and whether there are trees in it or not. Be of good courage, and bring some of the fruit of the land." Now the time was the season of the first ripe grapes. At the end of the 40 days, they returned from spying out the land, and they came to Moses and Aaron and to all the congregation of the people of Israel in the wilderness of Paran at Kadesh. They brought back word to them and to all the congregation and showed them the fruit of the land. And they told them, "We came to the land to which you sent us. It flows with milk and honey, and this is its fruit. However, the people who dwell in the land are strong, and the cities are fortified and very large. And besides, we saw the descendants of Anak there. The Amalekites dwell in the land of the Negev. The Hittites, the Jebusites, and the Amorites dwell in the hill country, and the Canaanites dwell by the sea and along the Jordan." But Caleb quieted the people before Moses and said, "Let us go up at once and occupy it, for we are well able to overcome it." Then the men who had gone up with him said, "We are not able to go up against the people, for they are stronger than we are." So they brought to the people of Israel a bad report of the land they had spied out, saying, "The land through which we have gone to spy it out is a land that devours its inhabitants, and all the people that we saw in it are of great height. And there we saw Nephilim, the sons of Anak, who are from the Nephilim. And we seemed ourselves like grasshoppers, and so we seemed to them."
Now the purpose of sending spies was to see what this land was like. Was it land that they were going to be able to easily take? That was the most important thing. The land was already occupied. God had given Israel this land, promised it to them. They were going to take it. This is the root of so much violence in the Middle East, is conflict over land like this. But the Israelites were determined, confident, faithful that God had given them this land, and Moses sent these spies ahead to go and see what it was going to take. How strong were they? Did they live in fortified cities or not? And that's exactly what they found. The spies came back, and they started by reporting the facts. They started by reporting, yes, there are some strong people there. They live in fortified cities. They also reported that it was really good land, that it was flowing with milk and honey. This is land that would be able to provide for their needs and their luxuries. So there was a mixture of good and bad news there. It was realistic news. And it still drove Caleb, one of those spies, to say, "Let's go. Here we go. We can do this. Giddy up, everybody. We're taking that land." And that's when the people started to rebel. That's when the other spies backed off and said, well, the people there were giants. And this is a land that devours people. We're going to die if we go there. Now, that's not true. That's not what they reported. They started by reporting the facts. And then when that was motivating Israel to actually go up against these people, these other spies decided to sabotage the whole plan by claiming there were giants there, which there weren't. Well, that prompted a rebellion against God's appointed leader, Moses, and against God's appointed plan, for the Israelites to go and live in that promised land he had given them. Why? That's what I want you to think about today and discuss with some friends, neighbors, or colleagues. Why do you think the other spies lied about what they'd seen? What motivated them? Have you ever been similarly motivated to back away from a plan? Have a great discussion. I'll see you tomorrow.